Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A happy Wednesday and welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys on tap today. We're going to talk about the Preakness Stakes. Dan Illman is joining me in moments to break down that race. We're also obviously going to talk playoff NBA, playoff NHL today. We're going to go through the MLB slate during a little big league peege. Casey Hudson going to join me later on in the show for model making money. And then obviously we got the PGA Championship tomorrow as well. We'll go through some golfers. I'll give out my card at the end as well. And then we'll wrap it all up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, especially in the Preakness, send them in to us. Let them know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss anything during the show over the next 30 minutes, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass session. Go to the Glass guest line and joining us, Dan Illman of the Daily Racing Form, who you can follow on X at DRF_Dan Illman. Dan, great to have you back on. Second running of the Triple Crown here, the Preakness Stakes. A lot of excitement around this race, especially after Muth got scratched this morning. So a lot of uncertainty. Let's run through all the horses and kind of get your thoughts on the race. And then, Dan, as I mentioned at the top, the four horse who was the favorite, Muth, trained by Bob Baffert, he is scratched. So now Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner, is your new favorite. 5-2, trained by Kenny McPeak, Brian Hernandez Jr., the jockey. Mystic Dan, they have him as the favorite. Is he your favorite heading into this race?
He's not my favorite heading to this race, but you must respect everything he has done in his career, especially if the racetrack gets wet, because his coming out party in the Southwest Stakes came over a very wet track, and he exploded to run one of the fastest races of his career, and his Kentucky Derby was just a beautiful display of horsemanship by his jockey Brian Hernandez Jr., who gave the horse the same trip they got in the Southwest. They bulled their way through along the inside, and while the second and third place finishers had to go around everybody, he saved every inch of ground. I think he doesn't get enough credit for that race because he got such a beautiful trip. He was close to a very fast pace, and he still finished strong. That tactical speed will serve him well, and if the track is wet, he loves it.
Yeah, there you go. How about the six horse, Dan? Seize the Gray, 15-1, one of two Dwayne Lucas horse in the Preakness Stakes. Jamie Torres riding Seize the Gray. Your thoughts on the six?
He won the Pente Mile last time out. That was 2 weeks ago, but it was going a mile, and I think he might be slightly better at those slightly shorter distances. Races like the Pente Mile, a one-turn mile, races like the Woody Stevens Stakes at shorter distances are usually won by horses that are turning back in distance and get the right race flow. That was the case with Seize the Gray here. So now Seize the Gray is going to be the one stretching out in distance and stepping up in class to face better horses. I prefer others.
The other Dwayne Lucas horse is going to be the 7, Just Steel, also at 15-1, Joel Rosario, the jockey of the 7. Your thoughts on Just Steel?
He's very, very experienced, which I think is a good thing, getting into a big crowd situation and a lot of hoopla before the Preakness. It could wind some horses up. He's so experienced it shouldn't bother him, but because he's so experienced, he might lack the upside of some of the other horses in this race. Just Steel has finished ahead of Mystic Dan. He did so when second in the Arkansas Derby behind Muth, and I'm really not sure what the plan was in the Kentucky Derby, because they just decided to go out there and battle for the lead, and the pace was very, very fast, and that's just not Just Steel's game. I think this time around he's going to settle in second or third in a good trip. I expect a better performance from Just Steel from the Kentucky Derby. A win might be slightly out of reach, but a horse like Uncle Heavy and Just Steel, again, could liven up your single race exotics.
All right, two horses left, Dan, and I think these two could generate a lot of interest among some people. The eight horse, Tuscan Gold, at 8-1, trained by Chad Brown, Tyler Gaffioni, the jockey. Your thoughts on the eight?
Well, he follows the same pattern as the other Chad Brown trained Preakness winners of recent years, Cloud Computing and Early Voting. Both of those horses had only three races going into the Preakness. Both of those horses lost their final prep going into the Preakness, and both of those horses skipped the Kentucky Derby to point for the Preakness. It is a mirror situation with this horse, who has shown some ability in his career, running third in the Louisiana Derby last time out at this mile and 3/16 distance. Unlike a horse like Just Steel, this horse has all of the upside in the world. Really, you have to let the tote board be your guide in this situation. If he is ignored on the tote board and goes off at something like 6-7-1, all of a sudden he becomes interesting. But I wonder if the scratch of Muth makes him sort of this ideal wise guy horse and people start playing him.
It certainly could be. It could be the 8 or it could be the 9, Dan, because Bob Baffert has another horse in this race, and it is the 9 in Imagination at 16-1. Frankie Dettori going to be the jockey of the 9 horse. What do you think about Imagination at 6-1?
Imagination is a horse with his early speed. He could be a very key factor in this race, whether he wins or loses, because he might be the controlling speed. Breaking from the outside post, Frankie is going to send this horse. They are likely going to make the lead and maybe even cross over to the rail going into the first turn. And that certainly worked last year for Baffert with National Treasure. Imagination is kind of an interesting case. He's lost more than he's won, but he's usually in dogfights in the stretch. Does he want to win, or does he want to find someone else to beat him? I think that's one of the questions. I'm in the camp that he's a tough, hard-fighting street fighter, and I think if he gets into a fight, he'll give a good account of himself. That being said, the horse that beat him in the Santa Anita Derby, Stronghold, came back in the Kentucky Derby, and he didn't really perform very well. I wonder if Imagination is up to the level of a Mystic Dan, but he has a pace edge.
So, Dan, to tie a bow on everything, obviously it's only Wednesday afternoon. This race goes off Saturday late evening. But as of today, at the current prices, if you were to place a bet on one of these horses to win, who would you like?
I want Catching Freedom in here. I think he's a consistent horse. I like the fact that they're charging on with him. A lot of horses do not run in both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. 2 weeks back is quick back for a lot of these trainers. They often wait, bypass the Preakness and go straight to the Belmont Stakes. I like that Brad Cox is running him here. He ran well in the Derby, and the price will be square. Expect a late kick for Catching Freedom. He's my Preakness pick.
There you go. Nobody better. Dan Illman, Daily Racing Form. You can follow him on X at @DRF_Dan Illman. Dan, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the race, and we'll talk to you again soon for the Belmont.
Really appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Great stuff there, Dan Illman. All right, guys, time to talk some baseball now as we do a little big league peach here. Talking the MLB slate. We already got a game underway. The Orioles up 1-0 on the Blue Jays. Kyle Bradish going up against Yusei Kikuchi today. I really liked Ryan Mountcastle in this game. I was looking at a bunch of his props. If you listened to the show yesterday when that game got rained out, Ryan Mountcastle dominates against the Blue Jays. In like 54 career games, he's batting .325. He also has really good numbers against Kikuchi, 7-for-16 against him going into this game, and he's really good against left-handed pitching. So you can obviously get some live odds right now on Mountcastle to hit a home run, drive in a run, score a run, whatever it may be. I would look at him today in that Orioles-Blue Jays game. Marlins and Tigers, they're getting ready to start just about right now. Casey Mize against Trevor Rogers. Nothing for me in this game today. Also a game getting ready to start right now. First pitch, 1:10 p.m. Eastern time. Robert Gasser against Martin Perez. If you remember on last Friday's show, we had our guy Peter Appel on in Gasser's debut, and the Brewers absolutely wiped the floor with the Cardinals. We're running it right back with Gasser today on the money line, Brewers minus 150. Nationals and the White Sox. How about the White Sox are minus 145 favorites today? Garrett Crochet against Patrick Corbin. Yes, the White Sox have the pitching advantage, but Corbin really hasn't been as bad as what he's been the last couple years, and the Nats are clearly the much better team. I'll take the Nats today at plus 120. Reds against the D-backs. Brandon Fad going up against Andrew Abbott. The last six games, the D-backs pitching has given up four earned runs or more. I'll go the Reds team total over 4.5 today at plus 120. Rockies visit the Padres today, 3:40 p.m. Eastern time. I'll pass on that game. San Diego, a minus 275 favorite. Won no part of that. Then we got Seattle at home against the Royals. That's also a day game out there in Seattle, 4:10 p.m. Eastern time, so 1:10 local first pitch. Brian Wu against Alec Marsh. Marsh has been very good for the Royals so far this season, 3-0 with a 2.53 ERA in 32 innings pitched. I'll take Kansas City, plus 120 on the money line. How about Ranger Suarez, NL Cy Young candidate? It's probably been the best pitcher in baseball, maybe outside of Imanaga up to this point. 7-0 with a 1.50 ERA this season in 54 innings pitched. They're going up against the Mets today. Phillies are minus 200 on the money line. Don't want to lay that juice. I'll take them on the run line at plus 110. Red Sox unders have been killing it as of late. I believe they're 13-2 in their last 15 games. Tanner Houck going up against Taj Bradley today. We got another good pitching matchup, and we got a total of 8. I'll take the under in Rays and Red Sox. Cubs going up against the Braves. Charlie Morton against Javier Assad. The Braves are minus 165 on the money line. The Cubbies are plus 140. Another good pitching matchup. Both Morton and Assad are 3-0 this season. Assad is a 1.70 ERA. Uncle Charlie a 3.14. We'll take the under. 9 runs in Braves and Cubbies. Yankees and Twins today. Marcus Stroman against Pablo Lopez. Twins are favored, minus 135 with their ace on the mound. I'll actually take the over in this game at over 8. Yankees offense has been hitting the ball very well. Stroman's been struggling as of late. I'll go over 8 in Yankees and Twins. Then we got the Guardians and the Rangers. Carlos Carrasco against John Gray. Guardians looking for the sweep today in Texas. I think the Rangers avoid it. Give me the Rangers on the run line at plus 120. Athletics and the Astros, we're really going to keep doing this with Oakland. I know Framber Valdez is on the mound, but Oakland should not be a plus 200 dog to Houston. Give me the A's at 2-1. And then we got the Cardinals against the Angels, Lance Lynn against Griffin Koenig. I mean, you would have to pay me money to watch this game. I will pass. Dodgers and Giants. Dodgers haven't even announced a pitcher yet, and the Giants are going with Logan Webb, their ace at home. Give me the Giants as home dogs, plus 115 today against the Dodgers. All right, it's time to talk some golf. We got the PGA Championship teeing off tomorrow at Valhalla. It's a Wednesday. And we're going to go into the Sharp Tank as our guy Shawnee Sharp comes on. And we're going to say if we're in or if we're out on some of these golfers. Shawnee Sharp, who's the first guy up?
Yeah, Peach, our first golfer that I'm asking for a third of the unit on here, the first bet, I should say. I'm asking for a third of the unit on Justin Thomas to win the PGA Championship at 40-1.
So I'm actually going to be out on this. Right after the Masters, I gave out who my golfer would be to bet right now for the PGA Championship. It wasn't Justin Thomas at 33-1. So we haven't gotten some good value now that it's at 40-1. JT is from Louisville. He's a two-time PGA champ. I thought splitting ways with his caddy, Bones McKay, would help his case. But the way that this course sets up, with you needing to be a bomber off the tee, and with the way that the top guys are playing right now, Scheffler winning in his last two starts, Rory winning in his last two starts, Brooks winning in his last start, it's looking more bleak and bleak to make a case for JT to win this week. So I'm going to be out on him at 40-1.
All right, next up, I'm asking for a one unit on a guy who did really well at the Masters, the last major. A Colin Morikawa to finish top five is plus 500.
Yeah, I like it. I like the price for Colin. Look, like you said, Sean, ever since the Masters, he's been really good. And when Colin's really good, his iron game is dialed in. It's going to be important this week. Everybody's talking about how important it is to hit the ball long and straight. And no doubt about it, that is. But these greens are also massive. So approach play is going to be huge with your irons. And Morikawa's approach play is back to being Colin Morikawa-like. So at plus 500, he's also a past PGA winner. I like that. Top five, plus 500.
All right, next up here, I'm asking for a half a unit on Cam Smith to be the top LIV player this week at Valhalla at plus 900.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm all the way out on Cam Smith this week, and he's one of my favorite players. And normally, he's a really good guy to back in major championships because of how great his iron play is and how great his short game is. The problem is he's a shorter hitter off the tee, and he's very inconsistent. He's a guy that a lot of times will miss fairways and has to play from the rough. And you don't want a guy like that this week. If you're going to hit it in the rough, you want a longer hitter like a Bryson or like a Rory, somebody like that. But Cam Smith's game just doesn't suit this course well. We're going to bet Cam Smith in plenty of majors over the next couple of years, but this is not one of them. This course is not a good fit for him. So I'm going to be out on Cam Smith.
All right, how about half of a unit on Brooks, you know, Majors, Brooks Koepka? Those are always a good pairing. To win without Scottie Scheffler. It's at 11-1.
Yeah, I'm definitely in on this. At 11-1, I think that's a great price. Brooks probably should be 11-1 with Scottie Scheffler in, because this is what Brooks does. He goes into a major in good form. He plays on a golf course like this that favors longer hitters, and he just wins. That's what he's done. He's won three of these PGA championships. He's won two U.S. Opens, and all of those courses have been difficult. They've been tough, but they've favored longer hitters, and that's what we face this week. So if one of the guys that he's probably the most worried about, if I can take him off the list, that's going to make Brooks' chances that much better. So I'm in on Brooks Koepka without Scotty.
All right, how about this is a BetMGM special. I'm asking for one unit on a hole in one at the PGA Championship this weekend. It's at +110.
Yeah, I'm out on that. I'm out on that. Not saying there can't be a hole in one, but are we going to really act like a hole in one's an easy thing to do? One of these par threes is 254 yards. I couldn't even get there with my driver. So I'm good. I know these guys are professionals. They're the best at what they do, but making a hole in one is tough. I'm going to need a better price than +110. I'm going to be out.
All right, two more here for you, Peach. How about one unit on Ludvig Åberg to be the top debutant? It's at +300.
Yeah, I do like that. So Ludvig's got to compete with like Sahith Theegala. He's got to compete with Jake Knapp, Akshay Bhatia, who's been very good this season. Ludvig was at the podium today, talked about how he's feeling good, his knee's good. And guys, we've talked about it on this show the last month. Ludvig is going to be a guy who's going to be in contention for a bunch of majors because of that smooth swing that he has. Love Ludvig, top debutant at 3-1.
All right, last one here for you. This is also another Finnish special over at BetMGM. I'm asking for one unit for both Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka to finish in the top 10. It's at +260.
I mean, we just talked about it. I like Brooks to win. I like him without Scottie to win, and I certainly like Scottie this week. I mean, Scottie to finish in the top 10 at this point is just a given. He's either going to win or he's going to finish in the top 5. And then this is a major championship. It's a PGA for Brooks, +260, parlay them together. Think it's a great play. So really like that for Brooks and Scottie. All right, time to talk some NBA playoff basketball and some Stanley Cup hockey as well. Guys, the last couple days, we've been on an absolute tear. I don't know if we missed a bet in the NBA playoffs or the NHL playoffs. Hopefully that continues here over the next couple days and throughout the rest of the postseason. We're going to start in this Cavs and Celtics series. And this is how we've been handicapping hockey, and it's been working out for us, that when people just assume that like these series are over, like the Rangers go back home for game 5, the Panthers go back home for game 5, and these series are going to be over, and then the Bruins win and the Hurricanes win. And like this kind of has a similar feel to me with this Cavs-Celtics series tonight, where Donovan Mitchell's probably not going to play again. The Celtics are back home. They're going to win this series in 5. It's going to be a wrap. I kind of think the Cavs could keep it close. I kind of even think maybe they could win this game potentially. Boston has shown us over the last couple of years, and I've talked about this a bunch, that they lose these games as big favorites. So if you're going to give me +775 with the Cavs to upset Boston, I'm going to take that, and I'm also going to take them +14.5. Some player props that I would look at, I'm going to keep riding my guy Max Strus over 11.5 points because he's been really good these last couple games, especially without Mitchell. And Derek White over 13.5 points as well. White was insane against the Heat in that series, but the regression has come these last three games. He hasn't scored more than 12 points in his last three games. I think we're finally getting the buy low spot on Derek White, so I'll take him over 13.5 points. Kay Hilmer's got a question from him. Scottie Scheffler, top 10 at -190. As we were just talking, some golf seems short. I would still lay that price at -190. Think that's really good. And then B Mills, Kyrie over 5.5 assists. I'm kind of staying away from Kyrie. I really don't know what to do with him because I thought we'd see more scoring from him in that Thunder series. He's kind of been hit or miss, but I do think the assists would probably be a good look because of how good PJ Washington has been. And they also know that they need to get Luka going, especially in those road games in Oklahoma City. Speaking of the Mavs and the Thunder, we got OKC favored by 4.5 tonight, the total at 213.5. I like the Thunder at -4.5 in this game. I think OKC has been really good for the most part at home in this postseason. They got that big win on the road in Dallas in game 4. I think they're going to keep it rolling. I'd lay the 4.5 with OKC tonight. Then we got the Avalanche and the Stars in the NHL. Dallas, -145. I think they wrap up the series tonight against Colorado. They've been the better team. They arguably should have swept Colorado. They were up 3-0 in that game one. I'll take the Stars tonight at -145. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check with Casey Hudson joining us here on Model Making Money. Get some NHL picks from Casey here in a bit.
But I also really love Stars first period, minus just half a point puck line at plus money here of 158. The Stars have had 6 goals in the first period throughout this series. We know that game one, they racked up 3 and kind of dropped that lead there, but the Avs only won in overtime. After that, the Stars have been very, very good in the first period. They've come out and they've carried the momentum. They've put the speed on them. They've kept them on their heels. I think they can continue to do that, which also leads me to 8-plus shots on goal. Minus 490 here. They've been so consistent in racking up shots on goal. Game four, 16 shots in that first period, and they've hit this in 3 out of the 4 games in the series. So I really love a first period swing for the Dallas Stars.
All right. I like it, Casey. What about the other 3 series right now that we got? Really good series. We got the Canucks and Oilers tied up at 2-2. We have the Rangers up 3-2 on Carolina. And then we also have Florida up 3-2 on Boston. Casey, of the 3 series right now, if you had to pick a team that you were most confident in advancing to the next round, who would that team be?
Bolts Nation, do not be mad at me, but I have to go with the Rangers. They're the most consistent team. And even though Carolina has pulled it together in a lot of ways, they started to find a rhythm on their own special teams, they're still not really slowing down this Rangers team, and it's coming neck and neck. I can't imagine that they are not going to hit on the road and kind of seal the deal on this one either. When it comes to the Panthers and the Bruins, it's really anyone's game. We're seeing a lot of crazy calls, all the drama with the goalie interference, but the Bruins are taking away scoring chances from a Florida Panthers team. Just because they're getting the shots doesn't mean that they're squaring up with Swayman. He's maybe been the best goalie in the playoffs, and we've seen a lot of tremendous goaltending. So I think the Rangers are probably the most consistent to move forward out of all these teams.
All right, very nice. Can't wait to watch it. I agree with you. I really like the Rangers tomorrow night in Game 6, so we'll see how it all plays out. Casey Hudson joining me here, Model Making Money on Send It In. Casey, appreciate it. Enjoy the games. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Time to wrap up the show with PJ's plays. We're getting some comments here from Kay Helmers. Did you see who is pitching for Oakland today, PJ? Aaron Brooks. That's not the NBA or NFL player either. That's true. I did see that. But I like the fact that Oakland as a team is getting plus 200 against the Astros. Also, DiVincenzo didn't hit his threes for us. No, he did not. McBride was awesome for the Knicks last night. Alex Burks was awesome. Got to reevaluate the player props in that series without OG, but certainly the Knicks on the money line did come through last night. And then B-Mills on YouTube, Kyrie over 5.5 assists, PJ Washington over 2.5 three-pointers, and the Stars on the money line. I do like the Stars on the money line tonight. PJ Washington over 2.5 three-pointers I like as well. Kyrie over 5.5 assists, that's probably the way I would lean. It just feels like at some point we're going to get that vintage like 30-35-point performance from Kyrie. Maybe we don't, because he really hasn't even come close to that in this series yet, but it's why they brought him over. And with Luka being banged up, like, I think they're going to need more scoring out of Kyrie. So we'll see how that plays out. But I do like the Stars and the PJ Washington play there, B-Mills. As for going streaking, my play tonight, we're going to stick right there in the Dallas area. We're going to go with Corey Seager to get us a base hit today for the Texas Rangers against Cookie Carrasco. Now, Seager's struggled so far to start the year. He's only batting .236, but I think this is a really good matchup for him. He's going to be our guy today in going streaking. My prop lock, I didn't talk about this during the playoff Peach segment. Dante Exum over 1.5 points at minus 150. I really like this. We just need one field goal out of Dante Exum. Now, his game log in this series, he's going to play anywhere from 6 minutes to 9 minutes. But, you know, if you Luka or Kyrie are in foul trouble, or maybe one of them get banged up, a lot of things could happen where maybe Exum could get more minutes. He scored 5 points in a couple of the games in this series. He's also been scoreless.
But all we need in 7 minutes of play out of Dante Exum is one field goal. I think it's going to be a heck of a sweat. I'm willing to take the risk. We'll go over 1.5 points. Dog of the day is going to be the Cavs for me at +14.5 against the Celtics. I told you guys, if they're going to continue to give us big numbers with the Celtics like this, maybe they win by 30 tonight, but history shows us there's a better chance that they don't do that. I'll take the Cavs at +14.5. Shawnee Sharp, what say you? What's your favorite bet for today?
Yeah, Peach, I know I'm kind of with the chat here. I'm going with PJ Washington, but I'm going to go over his 15.5 points. He's gone over this in three straight games. Mavs have kind of been leaning on him to score some points here. So I think PJ Washington keeps this going. I like his 3 points. It's a little juiced right now. So maybe do some alts. He's gone over 5 or more in three straight games. So maybe go to 3.5 or things like that. So I think that's I think PJ is the play tonight.
All right, very nice. PJ Washington over 15.5 points for Shawnee Sharp. My best bet is going to be Brooks Koepka to finish in the top 10 at +150 in the PGA Championship. And speaking of, here is my full card for the PGA Championship, the year's second major. My bets outright are going to be Cantlay, who I talked about earlier in the week. Love him at 40-1. Also like Ludwig at 18-1. My top 10 bets, I just mentioned Brooks. Also like John Rahm and Rory, I'd lay the juice at -125. Not trusting Rory to win a major, but I do think he can be in contention. And then my top 20, give me Bryson, still one of the longest hitters on tour. Morikawa, who we talked about. And then my long shot, who I like, Denny McCarthy, who's so good on these bent grass greens. I'll take Denny +350 to finish in the top 20 as well. And then one more time to recap our picks for today. Corey Seager is going to be my guy in going streaking. Dante Exum over 1.5 points is my prop lock. Cavs +14.5 against the Celtics, my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp's going with PJ Washington over 15.5 points. And Brooks Koepka to finish in the top 10 at +150 is going to be my best bet for the PGA Championship. Thanks again to Dan Illman, Casey Hudson for joining us today on Send It In. If you guys missed any part of the show, no worries. You can go back and watch the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. And it's a good one to watch because you can get all your Preakness information there from Dan on how to bet the race. Good luck on all your bets tonight, guys. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.